Welcome in to a special edition of, is it Tapping the Keg or Daily Tap? What do we want to call it? I mean,
it's both.
It's kind of both, right? Because it is the
abbreviated Tapping the Keg.
It's the length of Daily Tap, but because I got Mitch, because I got special guest Nolan Murphy here, I guess it's Daily Tap.
Yeah.
So, what is it?
It's Snow Tap Summer Jam. That's what it is.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Snow Tap Summer Jam, Daily Tap here. Like I said, Mitch, Nolan, you can follow those guys at Mitch Ross MKE, at Nolan Murphy, can't forget that, and follow Snowtap WI on all the channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Thought we'd get a pod since Murph was in the building. Subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud, the whole thing. Murph, welcome to the podcast yet again. Happy to have you in person.
It's good to be here on a Saturday. I don't think I've ever been on the Daily Tap. I'm only reserved for Sundays when Charlie needs a little lefty help out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
Thank God I'm in Milwaukee. We'll get to that later. But it was not looking probable last night. I think my win probability was about as low as maybe the Milwaukee Bucks have a chance of winning an NBA title, to be honest.
Yeah, no, it was quite a planes, trains, and automobiles sort of situation. Happy to have Murph here and happy to do this podcast. Really excited to do this one for everybody. We'll be at the Brewer game later today, so if anyone's there, feel free to reach out.
I am feeling an Aaron Wilkerson perfect game today.
Aaron Wilkerson,
second no-hitter in Brewers franchise.
We'll see if Aaron Wilkerson can get it done in a spot start. Annabelle Sanchez on the mound for the Braves.
Really? My first Brewer home game in 5 years.
So maybe
I was going to say, you haven't been to a game since
I've been to
the Reagan administration.
Yeah, I've been to Brewer road games, but definitely since, I mean, probably the last time, Ken Maka may have been the manager last time I went to a home game.
Wow. I think if the
That's embarrassing.
I think if the over under, I would bet the over today. That would be my only advice with the Brewer Braves today. Yeah, bet the over. I think you're going to see a lot of offense.
Guarantee the roof's going to be open.
House money weekend, right? Already got two wins. So.
I'd like to see one more.
We've done that how many times recently?
Yeah,
pretty much the whole month of June. Yeah.
Right. And they're on a five-game winning streak, second five-game winning streak of the year. Last time they did this, they went on an eight-gamer before losing. But granted, they were facing a lot worse teams than the Braves. If somehow you can win these two, then you get Miami and Pittsburgh to finish off there, and you're really cooking.
And where are we at in this 21-20 stretch? I was just going to look up and see how they're doing.
Yeah, I think they're doing okay. They haven't lost a series. When's the last time they lost a series?
Man, it's been a while.
You probably have to go back to the Philly series.
Yeah, Philly series.
Philly series. Right. After taking care of business.
Yeah. That's accurate. And they've split a couple, obviously, with St. Louis.
Cincinnati.
And Kansas City. So they've been kind of, I think, more so .500 until this recent run.
They've won five straight since getting humbled Old Country Way last weekend.
Yes.
Which is a nice little bounce back.
Oh, for sure. They caught the Twins at a great time.
No, that's...
Is there ever a bad time?
Twins aren't good.
Yeah. Twins have so many nobodies. It's amazing.
Twins might as well play in Thunder Bay for all I know.
Exactly.
They should just be in Northwoods League.
They should be playing the Woodchucks on a regular basis, right?
Right.
So, yeah, no, the Brewers got a nice little stretch here. The Cubs can't beat the fucking Reds, which is amazing.
But, what a day to go to Miller Park. I mean, you walk outside Milwaukee in, southeastern Wisconsin today, and you couldn't ask for a better picture-perfect day to walk through Miller Park.
Right.
Slug some beers as your way in to,
Yeah,
will be open.
We'll have to get you acclimated to the fact you can't bring your Long Islands to your seat. You can order them from vendors.
What?
Yeah. What's you didn't know point? That? Yeah, no. So
you can sit there.
That's such a 9 p.m. you can't buy liquor after a law.
No.
They're losing money.
The vendors got pissed. Yeah. I hate the fucking vendors at Miller Park.
You can still sneak in a water bottle of vodka, right?
Right. Yeah. Oh, of course. But the fact of the matter is these vendors got so butthurt that all these guys were buying the Long Islands because they're a great value. We all know this. They're $10. It'll get you drunk, feeling good. Oh yeah, I'll sneak up on you real quick. I know from Monday when I was there.
Uh-oh.
And
Charlie, you're a bit of a vendor.
Couple days off.
As someone that's getting into one, I can see you're kind of slowly not. You're not even out of it.
I'm fully in a vendor. I mean, this is day four, day three, something like that. I saved up. I didn't go out last Friday or Saturday. Well, I went out, but not like to the level I was yesterday, where I'm
not full send.
Where I nearly lost myself as I'm eating hot dogs, hammered drunk at like 2:30 in the morning.
That's here literally there. You're gonna have worms in your fucking stomach after eating all this stuff.
No, it's fine. Doghouse is fine. It's don't besmirch the Doghouse name. So anyway,
I won't if they want to sponsor the pod.
Yeah, exactly. Doghouse, slide in. So speaking of sliding in, John Heyman yesterday talked about how the Brewers are a surprise sort of candidate for Manny Machado. Now, Mitch, we were having drinks last night. Mitch is like, I feel like I've heard this the entire year. Yeah, it's like, just fucking do it.
Do it or just let me know when it happens. I mean, it's just, I'm sick of hearing about it. And then, because then everybody gets riled up and it's like, is it realistic? I don't know. I don't think so.
I have no interest in Manny Machado as a rental.
Okay.
I'm just going to put that.
Is he going to impact the Brewers as much as CC? That's such high expectations. CC was already on the team at this point, correct?
Almost. This is like the weekend.
This is like the, like around the anniversary.
If Manny Machado gets traded, it will not be to sign a long-term contract. So
right, exactly.
He's going to have a lot of pressure on him for a team and a fan base that has little success.
Go ahead. I'm just saying,
I'm going to compare him against Cece.
Right. But I will say,
that's not fair, but it's
that probably the expectation is that he won't sign here. But you look at the clubhouse, you look at the type of guys that are on the roster and just where their sort of energy and attitude is.
Yeah.
He would fit in really nicely.
He's an asshole, but age-wise, I think, and everything like that, he's right there.
He's right there. And so the question is if they get a guy like Machado, is it World Series or bust for you guys with the Brewers? That they would have to go to the World Series for whatever deal that's done.
That's asking a lot.
Probably.
I know, but it's the real question. Is it, granted, World Series or bust is a tough question, but is it World Series or bust?
If you trade the players it's going to take to get Machado, it is. So that's why I just think you should go after a pitcher.
And that's more team control. Right. The Orioles are going to have to come down on their price.
And then
maybe they will, and then we can talk. But, I don't really know how MLB trades work if GMs are like, we'll give you Machado, but we want your prospect 1, 2,
yeah,
four,
I think that's kind of how it works.
And then they kind of negotiate from there. And that's obviously fluid. I mean, there's a lot of guys probably last year that were top 10 that have now fallen to top 30.
Right. Or guys like Corey Ray who've really had a great year. And so if you're like, okay.
He was horrible last year, right? He kind of hurt his value a little bit.
But you kind of forget
about Corey Ray.
Right. You give up like Luis Ortiz and Corey Ray and maybe Orlando Arcia, if hypothetically speaking, and say that's sort of
I would do that all day long.
Right. Exactly. But I don't think the Orioles are saying like, we want Huerta, we want Corbin Burns.
I think they want Burns or they're one or two for Machado.
Absolutely. Yeah, no question about it. And I guess the other thing, going back to the World Series or bust comment, like the Diamondbacks did this last year, right? The Diamondbacks went all in and they got JD Martinez and JD helped them out. I mean, JD was awesome.
Was amazing.
But they go and they play the Dodgers and they get absolutely ramshackled. Like the Dodgers kick their ass.
Does it still work where you get the pick, like we got the pick from CC after he leaves free agency?
I have no idea. I think it depends
on who cares. Baseball pitch don't matter.
It depends on the whole thing. And it does, like, it's good that they signed Bryce Terang. They got that. They had to pay above slot to get him, but that's a good sign. And Terang's, there's a lot of hype around him. Not to say that he's a guy that's going to be ready tomorrow to play.
No, he's only 18.
I just don't see your 18 games over 500 as we sit here, a day before Mitch's birthday.
Yeah, that's an argument. Yeah, I mean, we're like, they're already playing really well without him.
Yeah.
So there's so much margin. There's not a big margin for error if you add Machado.
Right, right.
David Stern, this is not like David Stern's is in the post-prime of his GM career. He's going to have 10 more years to be the Brewers GM, so why push your chips to the front of the table when you know that it may not equal something?
And that really fits right in with what Stern said last week, which we talked on Daily Tap last Saturday, about how if we're going to get a pitcher, he's going to lead the rotation, basically saying, I'm going to get DeGrom, a Syndergaard, even Chris Archer, who's coming back from injury.
Who I'd rather pay for than playing for Manny Machado, because I know I'll have him for 18 months.
Yeah, you'll have him for a few years.
Well, and I think that's, too, is all about team control for Stearnsy.
100%.
And Machado certainly doesn't.
I just does not fit
that ideology.
I think Machado is just like he's destined to be a like we're all hoping the Dodgers don't make the playoffs, but they will, and they'll be scary, and they'll have Machado at shortstop, and we'll be like, holy shit!
I could actually see the Phillies overpaying for Machado because, and they've been
they've been trash for a few years,
right?
They have a pretty tough fan base,
right? And
so they're ready to get back,
and add to the fact that all of the old Baltimore front office is now in Philly.
Yep.
So they think they can sign Machado, even though that they know Machado wants to play for the Yankees, and he's said that as much to people, that, hey, I'm going to go play for the Yankees. I think they can get him in because of the front office and what they know him. And you add Machado to that lineup, and it's pretty damn good.
Not everybody can play for the Yankees, I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. absolutely. No question about it.
We all want to play for the Yankees.
can I throw something out there as well? And this is just kind of a random topic, and then we'll talk about the Bucks. Do you think the Nationals should trade Bryce Harper? They're like 500 right now. They're about 3 or 4 games back from a wild card. Would you trade Bryce Harper?
For who?
That's tough.
Not to who, because we don't care about that. To who?
To who? I don't know. I mean,
that's like trading LeBron James. I mean,
right?
No, Bryce Harper is nowhere. It's like trading Paul George.
Yeah, I would say, not trading Giannis, but it's
Bryce Harper is like easily the second best.
But he doesn't want to be there. Like he's been so open, and that Nationals team is just, they're good in general. They have Scherzer. He's the best player.
Scherzer, Trey Turner
had like 15 RBIs the other
night. Scherzer has a 5 WAR right now, and it's the highest WAR in the National League. You can make a case for an MVP.
Don't Kane and Yelich have like 2 top
5 WARs?
I would trade Bryce Harper in a minute.
Won't even be All-Stars.
You just got to tell
me. Yeah, they will. Backups, though.
Do you think the Red Sox, who don't have any room in the outfield, really...
Yeah,
would they overpay in an arms race? Like,
well, they could put him in center where Jackie Bradley Jr. is. Jackie Bradley Jr. is an amazing defender, but not an offense. I mean,
is it Keon Broxton?
If they thought that they could get Bryce Harper and they think they could sign him, I mean, yeah. Oh no, Mookie's in left. That's right.
Right field.
Fuck. But yeah, no, I don't know, because the Yankees are gonna go after him. The Cubs are gonna go after him. I mean,
The Dodgers?
And probably the Dodgers. But the Dodgers also don't have room for him because you have Bellinger, Jock Peterson, Matt Kemp's having a fucking renaissance year.
Yeah, why
I mean,
not?
Matt Kemp's like an all-star. Like, why didn't, as in Ryan Braun, had his renaissance?
What about, this is interesting, what about Bryce Harper to the Indians?
Oh, wow.
Because they're the team that is so under the radar right now. They have the biggest lead in baseball in their division. They're running away with the AL Central.
Well,
because
the AL Central
is so bad.
Trash.
Yeah. And they've been rumored.
Like time flies.
Actually bad.
The Indians are scary, you know, in the playoffs. Because Miller, you have to remember.
Right. He's been...
I'm just throwing that. I don't see anybody that, like, is a logical trade partner.
God, that division is just a nightmare.
Right. Just complete mess. Like, if the Brewers were in that division, we'd already be talking about who do we want in the playoffs.
Why are the White Sox so bad? I don't want to talk about that.
No.
About that.
No, it's funny. You say it because when I did like a baseball prediction show on the podcast, I said my 2 sleeper teams were the White Sox and the Braves. So I was 1 of 2. I got the Braves, but I was a year early. The White Sox have some guys. They have a really deep farm system. Mankata's up.
They're 2 years away from being 2 years away.
Yeah, exactly. They're like the Brewers 2 years ago. So that's that. So moving on to the Milwaukee Bucks, as we gotta keep this thing rolling. The Bucks have, they're in Summer League.
They blew out the Pistons on Friday night, and everybody's ready for the championships.
Dwayne
Casey's a bad coach already.
I think the Bucks. I said that.
I couldn't even tell you the Bucks Summer League head coach right now.
Yeah, we asked. We're like, yeah. So if someone has the sort of Bucks Summer League coach, hit us up. But yeah, it looked good. But I think Bucks fans in general have felt like Milwaukee.
It's not Vin Baker.
No.
We had Vinny
at once. It was last year.
Felt like Milwaukee screwed up the free agency. So I ask you both, how bad do you think the Bucks have screwed up this week as we're in week 1 of the offseason? Mitch, I'll let you roll first.
How have they screwed? I mean,
1
bad?
To 10.
I don't know. 7.
Okay.
6.
Is it because of just how much?
Like, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with the Ersan signing. It's 3 years, $21 million. Last year's not guaranteed, so it's essentially...
Is that official?
Yeah.
The 30.
Yeah, it is.
And
Bucks contracts have been misreported as of late.
Ersan loves himself a non-guaranteed last year. I don't know what his thing is there, but that's his
I don't
last,
know, man.
Bad his last contract with the Bucks.
How old is Ersan? So.
We don't know.
That's literally
why is that a problem in the NBA in 2018?
No, but I think but the problem with that one is that you race to the window at 12:01 to get Ersan. So it makes you wonder if Coach Budenholzer wanted him after playing, you know, having him play in Atlanta with him for a couple of years. And Ersan's fine. He was good for Philly at the end of the year last year, I thought. And I think he fits with Giannis pretty well.
Absolutely.
So I'm not...
Because
so,
you could do some small ball stuff.
Oh,
with
absolutely.
That.
I think hopefully there's a lot of that this year with Ersan and at the five, technically, or Giannis, whatever you want to call it. And but those guys definitely fit together. So, I mean, that's okay. It's just but when you see, like, Kyle O'Quinn's, who I wanted, or Ed Davis, who Murph wanted and I agreed with.
And we're talking about people that not a lot of people know, but these pieces all matter when you're dealing with a team like the Bucks that are so close, but also
you're getting guys on, like, really, really team-friendly contracts because of the market this offseason, and it's like, a lot of them are taking one-year deals, but that's a whole season with a guy. I mean,
right?
I thought Kyle O'Quinn was a perfect fit, but again, you shot your wad a little bit at 12:01, and now you're stuck with what you got.
I'm going to go 10 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
And that's... This shouldn't sound like a surprise to anyone.
No.
If you wanted somebody in free agency, you had to overpay for them. We saw that, you know, regardless of, you know, if it's Doug McDermott to the Pacers. Once the Bucks
that
made
deal's
the,
a little scary, yeah, but
once the Bucks made the Ersan deal, they hard capped themselves out until this Jabari situation is figured out. And the fact that we're sitting here, you know, July 7th, why are the Bucks giving Jabari Parker any leverage? Because he's a cap hold on their cap right now. He is right now the reason they couldn't go sign a Tony Parker if they wanted to. Or they couldn't go sign an Isaiah Thomas to a one-year deal like I'd want them to unless they fit it under the mid-level.
Fuck that.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Okay. Anyways. I'm
trying to stay patient here as long as I can.
God damn it, Vlade Divac, you better be showing Jabari Parker $80 million on Monday. That's all I got to say.
Then I'm letting him walk. Because we're at a situation here where we've seen what the market...
This is Ramon Sessions. If you go back into Bucks history, this is 2009.
I don't
want
to go down that wormhole. Okay. there's rumors out there that John Hammond didn't know whether he was unrestricted or restricted at the time.
What?
So
shout out to Orlando, man.
He was a second round pick. With Jabari Parker, it's like, you know, we're sitting here a month ago, we're thinking, God, he's probably going to get $100 million. And it's like, then you think about it. Now we're at the point where it's like, Jesus, he'd be lucky to get $10 million a year.
How could
and anything
not...
more than that, you're like, I don't think so.
Right.
But like Boogie, like it was never going to happen. I thought he was actually going to go to the Wizards. He's on the Warriors. It's cool. We'll deal with it. But
yeah, they're going to win the championship anyway.
Did we pick the phone up for Boogie? Who
I
was the call man? John Horst have a pulse?
I don't believe his agent to say that Boogie got no calls.
Right.
Like, I don't believe that.
Can
for
John
one
Horst
fucking
even
second.
Pick the phone up? Is he allowed to?
Right.
Does he have a phone in his office?
But Boogie's not going to be ready till January.
Totally.
I don't know. I think a team like the Warriors can handle that sort of dynamic because he's an interesting guy.
Hopefully it's the beginning of the end of the Warriors.
It is.
We're about to have a crazy 2 weeks of the NBA because all these restricted free agents still have.
Right.
Clint Capella's got to get paid somehow. I don't know.
Right.
From what.
So, you know, maybe the Bucks. I think I actually give the Bucks a 5 because I think what they've done with Jabari Parker is really smart. They've basically let him bleed out.
Mm-hmm.
They've said to him, like, hey, look, you're not going to get Zach LaVine.
And you've said that. You've been all over it.
Yeah. You're not going to get Zach LaVine money. We're not even going to give you Kyle Anderson money. I think 4 years, 37 for Kyle Anderson is an overpay by the Grizzlies.
That is a savage.
That is a... And then they're like, they want to bring back the grit and grind is what I saw something. I'm like...
Tony Allen?
Kyle Anderson...
Tony Allen going to be their coach or what? Like,
there's nothing gritty or grindy about Kyle Anderson.
No, Kyle Anderson is just a slow Virginia player. I mean, it's like any other Virginia player.
Joe Harris, I would have loved
except for...
Much.
Yeah, I would have liked
Harris.
Joe Harris.
Memphis is going to be in Seattle in like 2 years.
Yeah, so... Robert Payne or whatever, trying to do something. But like the Dante Exum thing, and we've talked about it on Twitter, we've talked about it on the podcast, like that 3-year $33 million deal is fine.
Not because what has Jabari done? Dante Exum just showed like he could actually play basketball in the playoffs.
Exum has been hurt as much as Jabari.
But he actually just showed that he could play basketball.
And he can defend, like, right? He is good. He was a pretty good defender on Harden.
Well,
like,
Jabari had 2 quarters in the Boston series.
Right, and like Jordan Schultz, as much as I don't like Jordan Schultz, because I think he's been attached to Jason Kidd's ass the whole time, he pointed out how, I said that a little cleaner than the last time I talked about Jordan Schultz, but anyways, he mentioned that people are worried about Jabari Parker's attitude, and they're worried about his injury, but they're also worried about his attitude. And the fact that that's coming from other NBA sources is really, I think, a good thing for the Bucks. Bad thing for Jabari. And it's like, look, dude, no one really wants you. Like, I hate to be honest with you, but no one fucking is going to sign you. We can allow this, but you're right. As long as
the Bulls are out now.
Right, and I think the other thing too is like, if you do renounce Jabari, you better be confident that you can get a guy like Montrezl Harrell, or I don't think you can sign Capella. I don't think they could with the money, probably not. But the fact is, like, you have to be confident you get somebody else coming back with that renouncing.
I mean, Jabari's not Julius Randle. He just got a 2-year, $12 million deal. That's really a 1-year.
Right, but I think 18. But I think the Julius Randle thing was Anthony Davis basically called him and was like, "Hey, come play with us. You can basically be my Boogie." And I think actually Julius Randle's a better fit with Anthony Davis than Boogie Cousins.
Julius Randle's better than Jabari Parker too.
Yeah, absolutely. I would also buy a lot of stuff.
I don't think so.
Ooh, I don't know.
I mean, today maybe, but I think there's still much more potential.
He's the same age as Jabari, like the same year, but I think he actually was drafted either a year before or after.
Last thing, and just this is just thrown out there, and I want real quick answer. Who do you think has a better chance of winning MVP next year, Anthony Davis or Giannis?
I'll go Anthony Davis.
I think Anthony Davis.
Yeah, that's probably
okay. So it's a sweep. We don't think we don't believe.
Well,
in
of
the,
course we don't believe in our own player. Come on,
that's the Bucks' way. All right, as we wrap it up, Murph, you had a few takes for us.
Yeah,
Murph, rapid fire,
rapid fire with Murph.
Here's Snow Tap, Daily Tap, Summer Jam. Are the Packers hoping they come in under the radar locally and nationally?
100%, and I think they are. Mm-hmm. I think nobody is giving them credit nationally.
With the Brewers being 20 games over 500 in a month?
Yeah, I think some people will focus right on the Packers once training camp starts.
The Pinheads?
Yeah, for sure.
Your Pinhead.
But anyways, I think that there's going to be a lot of Vikings to the Super Bowl hype, and I am here for it.
Kirk Cousins, best quarterback in the league. I'm scared shitless of him.
Yeah, I've gotten heat for like my Kirk Cousins takes, and then you basically helping me be like, fuck Kirk Cousins, and reverting back. What a shitty griller that guy is, by the way. I don't know if you guys saw that on Instagram.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, terrible. Terrible look.
You guys talked about sodas a couple weeks ago. I just wanted to put it out there that I was such a big Code Red and LimeWire fan.
Oh, yeah.
I think Mitch threw out, what did you?
Sir, I threw out
Mellow Yellow.
Mellow Yellow, which was an interesting
Mellow
take.
Mellow Lello, baby.
All right, and here's my Badgers take. So I know the Badgers, you know, they got a little pub earlier this week.
Badgers what?
Badgers football. Everyone talked about what team was better or whatnot.
Yeah, Fornelli wrote out. For those who didn't know, I talked about it yesterday. You can go back and listen. Tom Fornelli of CBS Sports wrote an article, and he said, of all the best Big Ten teams, and he said that the best Wisconsin team ever was last year's team.
Ooh. Here's my Badger football take. They've been going to Rose Bowls as little January trips for the last 25 years, and boosters have been happy, and everybody can have their dick out in Pasadena and feel like they're national champions. But where I live right now in South Florida, nobody gives a shit about the Wisconsin Badgers. The SEC doesn't wake up in the middle of the night thinking about them, and they're the third best team in the Big Ten in terms of national perspective. Yes, they may be good this year, but they need to win a Big Ten championship and go to the college football. I don't care if they beat Miami. No one cares. Like,
I think it's going to be really funny.
The hype train for Wisconsin, they probably have a tough schedule this year now because they had a shitty one last year.
They do.
And hey, let the Badgers get the attention in September. I would be so thrilled if the Packers could go 4-0 in September and everybody just be gung-ho about it.
Right. And
I'll be at Big Ten Media Day.
I'll tell you what. I think Alex Hornibrook can be a top five draft. Like, top five rounds in the NFL draft. Not top five draft.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Scott Tolzien got drafted.
Right.
Jim Sorgi got drafted. Every Badger quarterback.
Alex Hornibrook.
I think Alex Hornibrook's good.
He's a lefty, too. Lefty quarterbacks just don't fit in the NFL.
Okay, yeah. Speaking of quarterbacks in the NFL...
Chad Pennington did play quarterback.
Are we in on Christian Cavallari's, like, e-reality show just to watch Jay Cutler?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. Jay Cutler, I mean, for the things he did to the Bears franchise, I can never repay Jay anymore.
Smoking Jay.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's about it.
Big Dick Energy. I just wanted to say that on the pod. I don't know if I don't get edited.
I won't get edited. I love the idea of
this
Big
is,
Dick Energy.
This is a straight uncut here. Oh. This is a raw uncut.
I mean, we're going to have some Big Dick Energy at the Brewer game today.
Of course. Absolutely.
We're going to be sitting pretty close, so we will definitely buy us a beer. Maybe we'll take a photo with you. We can play that game.
I will say that Asses in Jackpot is number one of phrases of the summer, and then Big Dick Energy falls right at number two.
All right, we got 30 seconds. What is the song of the summer? Because This is now debated. It's not the Justin Timberlake
song. No, it isn't. No.
He put it that it was the song of the summer in the song.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. You did try.
Yeah, Taking Back Sunday. That's like the song of the summer, or what?
Murph wants to say Drake.
I actually think Apeshit by Beyonce and Jay-Z is
okay.
It's a great song. Have you heard it?
No.
Oh, it's great.
Packers winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, of course.
Mitch.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, we're gonna wrap this up. We're gonna get our day started. You know where to follow us: SnowtapWY, Mitch Ross MKE. At the Nolan Murphy. I don't know why I do at. I just Mitch Ross MK, the Nolan Murphy. I guess that's how we could do it. But we'll maybe talk to you tomorrow. We'll see. If not, we'll talk to you Monday. Mitch and I will be back in the saddle to do a full Tapping the Keg next week. Murph, thanks for joining us, buddy. We always appreciate you paying us a visit. Take care, guys. Have yourselves a great Saturday.
Peace.